This is why Imam Ibn Atta'illah al-Sakandari says, إِذَا فَتَحَ لَكَ بَابَ الدُّعَاءِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ فَتَحَ لَكَ بَابَ الْعَطَاءِ. If Allah opened for you the door of dua, if Allah made you make dua, if Allah has given you this treasure of dua, opening your hands, be sure that He's going to give you. Because just to open your hand, it's a great pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allowed us to open our hands and ask Him. Without this treasure, we're nothing. Even if we're not given what we want exactly, immediately, for example, it doesn't matter. What matters is He allowed us to call upon Him. He allowed us to make dua, to come to Him, to beseech Him, to cry, to ask Him for help. He allowed us. Others, He's kicking them away. He's making many others forget about Him. He's sending out millions of people for dunya, for business. But He picked you up and made you some of the elite in order to open your hand and make dua for Him. So never belittle dua if you're given the ability to make dua. So you prepared yourself to come to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to be given. أَتَيْنَاكَ بِالْفَقْرِ يَا ذَا الْغِنَى. When you've come to Him, you should come to Him with the hopes that He's going to give you. When you need some people's helps, you knock at their doors, you know the answer usually before. You should not knock at the door of anyone who would not help you. Why should you humiliate yourself as a man of dignity? You would not knock at the door of your enemy asking for help. You would not knock at the door of a parsimonious man asking him for help. You would pick up someone who is generous. Who is more generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But sometimes your sins overwhelm you. You knock at his door, you ask him, but you think he's not going to give me. There is no way he's going to give me. I have done so much wrong. How is he going to give me? Well, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَسْتَعْظِمُهُ ذَنْبُ. He says in the Quran Kareem, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O my servants who went astray, let not be in despair of the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives indeed all sins. These are traps of the shaitan. He makes you get away from Allah because why should you ask Him? He's not going to accept you. He's not going to answer your dua. These ideas from the shaitan, subtle traps from the shaitan. So be careful. Have husnul dhan billah. Have good opinion of Allah. Because there's no one more generous than Him. So knock at His door with firm belief that He's going to give you. And you get according to your opinion of Him. You think He's not going to give you? He's not going to give you. Because of your opinion, because of your su'udhan in Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah looks at the hearts, not at the tongues. The tongues may be asking, may be making dua, but the hearts are saying, oh, you're not going to get anything. Why you're making dua? Okay, make dua. That's it. This is the state of many people who make dua. They make their dua helplessly. Because it's the last resort. Wallahi, dua is the first resort. And the strongest weapon. Dua is the strongest weapon. And the first thing we should resort to, recourse to, dua. Dua is, they say, even in the Arabic language, hilatul ajiz. Sometimes. Wallahi, it's hilatul qawi. Not hilatul ajiz. It's a colloquial proverb. Ad-du'a'u hilatul ajiz. Du'a is the means of helpless people. People who can't do anything. They make du'a. No, du'a is the means of the most powerful people. It's the most powerful means. Before anything. Stronger than anything. Du'a. We've seen the impact of du'a on countless occasions. From our childhood up till now. Dua is the most powerful thing that if Allah has given you this treasure and the adab of dua with its adabs, Allah has given you a great treasure. So never belittle this dua. But have good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.